Hi, my name is Gabe Arnold. I'm the founder and CEO of Business Marketing Engine. And today we're going to talk about why your leads aren't converting and how you can fix that. It's really frustrating when we have marketing that's performing at some level. We're getting people to call us, or we're getting people to opt in. We're getting names on our list. We're collecting new leads, but we're not getting them to convert. And there's some common problems and challenges and mistakes that I've made over the years and learned to fix that I want to share with you today. So stay tuned and I'll share those with you. When you're generating more leads for your business, that's a really good thing. And it's actually a positive problem that is good to solve if you have a lot of leads coming in, but you're not getting them to convert. One of the things that I encourage people to do in that situation is don't turn down your marketing. Don't stop what's bringing in those leads. Instead, let them continue to come in, because that really fuels your marketing engine and allows you to optimize and improve. So don't be discouraged if you have leads coming, but they're not converting. Actually be encouraged and celebrate the fact that, hey, we're getting leads. Now we just get to solve the next thing. And that's part of being an entrepreneur. That's part of being a marketer. That's part of being in business. And one of the common things, there's two common things that happen when I see people generating leads, but they aren't converting into a sales call or to buying the first product or taking the next step. There's typically two things that are happening, one of two, or sometimes both. One is that leads come in and they're not getting responded to fast enough. So they sit, they get cold. And by the time the company, the salesperson, whoever's in charge of that is getting back to them, they've already moved on. And that can happen because if you think about when you're searching for a solution, you get on Google, you search, I want to know how to do this or solve this or find this kind of company near me or whatever you're searching for. You are in a state of searching and you're trying to solve your problem and you want results now. So if you go to a website or if you call and leave a voicemail or you fill out a form and you don't get any interaction, it's completely natural for you as the prospect, you know, seeking out that business to assume they're too busy or maybe they're not in business or I didn't hear back and I need to solve this problem. So one of the first things to look at if your leads aren't converting is how quickly are you getting back to them? How quickly are you saying, hey, thanks for reaching out. Thanks for opting in. You know, here's the next steps. We'd love to have a conversation, or here's the tool. If you don't have both automated nurture going out to them right away, and you don't have also manual outreach on top of that from a human reaching out to say, hey, thanks for connecting. Thanks for joining our group. Thanks for getting on the email list, whatever it might be. Then they're going to feel like they're just another name and that you don't care. And that's obviously not how we want to serve and help our prospects who we want to partner with us as customers and clients. But it does happen. So identify how quickly on average are you getting back to a new lead, or how quickly are you helping them take the next step to solve their problem? That will be a huge piece of why leads aren't converting. The other thing that can happen, and I've seen this, I've made this mistake myself too. I've made thousands of mistakes, which is why I learn from them and love sharing them with all of you here. The second thing we can do is when somebody opts in or makes the phone call or reaches out or we get that first lead, it's also easy to just information dump all over them and give them a ton of information that they will not absorb and will actually overwhelm them. And an example of this is I see people who have an opt-in, or, you know, when they're doing marketing, they say, here's my guide, here's my checklist, you know, here's this lead magnet to serve you. The first thing to make sure of is that that lead magnet is truly valuable and solve problems and helps them move forward. Because if it's low quality, or if they get any sense that you really didn't put effort and time and investment in that, then that's the expectation that you're setting of how they're going to interact with you going forward. So make sure it's valuable. But the second thing is, don't make the poor assumption that when you give somebody a PDF or a guide or even a video series or whatever it is, that they're going to immediately dive in and read it. That's not how we behave as humans. It's not reality. And if you think about the last ebook you downloaded or the last video training you got for free or anything like that, odds are it's somewhere in your downloads folder or in your email, or you lost it and you didn't read it all the way through. So instead of making the ineffective assumption that a prospect is going to devour that first piece of content and you just share your whole process and everything that's going on and here's all the steps and here's how we work with you, you can still give them that guide, But take that guide or that video or and break it into very small chunks and then send emails over time, send a couple SMSs, do a follow-up call, give them just bite-sized chunks of how they can slowly digest it. So one of the things that we often do for our clients is when we help them create that e-magnet or that e-guide, that lead magnet, then what we do is we'll take the same content in the guide, because there are a portion of people that will read that top to bottom when they get it. It's probably less than 5% based on what we've seen stat-wise. So the people that want it and want to read it right away will do that. But then for the others, we'll take that information and just chunk it into a series of emails where we say, hey, today I want to point out in the guide, step one, here's a few things to pay attention to. Next day, you send them another email. Hey, just in case you haven't checked out the guide, or just to remind you, here's what step two talks about. And it's maybe a couple hundred words in an email, or it's a short video clip that says, watch this section and it will help you move forward. By spoon feeding our audience and by giving them simple bite-sized chunks, we don't overwhelm them, we serve them, and we are virtually, in a sense, taking them by the hand and guiding them forward to the destination that they want to reach. So when our leads aren't converting, it's typically because we're not getting back to them in an effective manner and nurturing them that way. And another avenue, again, that we see people fall into, another trap, is when they do get a lead, they just information dump all over them and it's overwhelming. If you got an email today from a friend, a coworker, a business that was trying to solicit you to gain your business, and you got a 4-page email of like, here's everything we do and here's all the details, it will overwhelm you because it is, and it looks like a wall of text, and nobody understands how to chunk that down or digest it or knows how to apply it. So remind yourself, your job is to give your prospects, your audience, bite-sized chunks where they can go, okay, I understand that, cool. And then you show up the next day for them, here's the next step. And you show up a day after, and here's the next step. And if you just spoon feed them, give them those bite-sized chunks, they'll learn at an effective pace, they'll trust you more, and you'll be able to have more effective, conversations that will lead to that sales conversation or taking the next step that you want to take that prospect through. So keep those things in mind as you're looking at your own leads and figuring out if they're converting or not. And if you need any help with that, please reach out to us. We'd love to have a conversation, see how we can give you good advice and help you move forward. You can reach us at businessmarketingengine.com. You can comment down below or shoot me a message and we can set up a conversation. I appreciate you taking time to tune in today, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.